Yes, I'm still 500 miles away from home. Oh, I'm still 500 miles away.
Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny, and welcome to the True Country Cafe on AM Stereo 790, WWKY Louisville.
Here's the country music.
I remember way back when I listened to the fiddles, banjos and guitars, and what a thrill to hear the songs of those famous country stars.
Stand by for Furl and Husky, the Desert Rose Band, Carl and Pearl Butler, Jimmy C. Newman, Johnny Duncan, and the Oak Ridge Boys.
So here's the country music, just for me and you.
Take you back.
Oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Rocky Top, Tennessee. I roll out with Frank Kenny every morning on AM Stereo 790, True Country, WKY.
Stereo 790 True Country WKY. Carlene Carlson falling in love on the Tuesday morning. Hi, this is Frank Kenny inside the True Country Cafe about 10 past 6 in the city. Well, we're going to fall in love with the Kentuckiana weather today. Hot and dry throughout the area today and tomorrow. Highs in the low 90s. Enjoy the morning. Stick around a while, won't you? We got the best country music on the radio. Here's Jimmy C. Newman from WKY.
A star.
In Kentuckiana. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny, bringing you music with memories. We got the good times yesterday and today, and bringing you some love from Reba McEntire inside the True Country Cafe. AM Stereo 790, True Country, WKY.
When our chick bounces at the store, when the whole world
I say the things I say, and I do the things I do.
Stereo 790 True Country WKY from 1967, Ferlin Husky and Just For You, 621. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny inside the True Country Cafe, and welcome to you. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and stick around a while. Hot day on the way today and tomorrow. Stan Cook with all the details plus an information update, and then you stick around for Don Williams, Carl, and Pearl Butler to come along, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Dolly.
Thinking about grilling out tonight? Think about Hillshire Farm Light Smoked Sausage.
Think about fast, think about good, think about fast, delicious ways that you could. Serving up Hillshire Farm, think about it tonight.
Hillshire Farm smoked sausage can add exciting flavor to your grill out tonight. Try smoked sausage kebabs. Just grill generous slices of smoked sausage and your favorite vegetables like bell pepper and tomatoes, and baste with zesty Italian dressing. You can enjoy dinner hot off the grill in minutes. Best of all, your family will love every bite. And with Hillshire Farm Light, you can enjoy all the flavor with 33% less fat than regular smoked sausage. So if you're looking for fast, delicious meal solutions hot off the grill, think about Hillshire Farm tonight.
Yes, 622 in Kentucky, Anna. The following information update is brought to you by the Altenheim, the ultimate in retirement homes. Now in the newsroom, here's Stan Cook.
Good morning. It's 68 degrees. Our high today is going to be near 91. I'll have more in the forecast and sports coming up in a moment. The latest figures from the Philippines earthquake shows that at least 193 people were killed and nearly 600 injured. As many as 1,000 people are believed to be trapped in collapsed buildings. 38 people, mostly firefighters, were injured last night when fire broke out on the 51st floor of the Empire State Building. No word on what caused that fire. In Washington today, the House plans to decide on a conservative-backed constitutional amendment that would require balanced federal budgets. The vote comes a day after the White House announced next year's fiscal budget is slipping more and more into the red to nearly $169 billion. Democratic Senate candidate Harvey Sloan has finally unveiled his national health care plan. It would, in part, require all businesses with 100 or more employees to furnish basic health care insurance. A check on sports coming up at 6:24.
When it's time to begin thinking about retirement care, remember this about the Altenheim. Nestled into a beautiful setting in the Highlands, the Altenheim offers personal and intermediate care. Residents select the Altenheim for many reasons, including the fact that they offer a staff-to-resident ratio of better than 1-to-1. That's very rare these days. Quality of care is paramount at the Altenheim. It's important for them to know each resident individually. The Altenheim has maintained its reputation as Central Louisville's finest retirement home because they take the time to care. The first priority at the Altenheim will always be the dignity and well-being of each resident. Look around, then visit the Altenheim and see why they're different. The Altenheim may be just what you've been looking for. For more information, see the Altenheim listing in the Yellow Pages or call 584-7417. The Altenheim, 584-7417.
In sports last night, Scranton shut out the Louisville Redbirds 3-0 in the America League. The Yankees knocked off Kansas City 3-2. Baltimore defeated Texas 7-6. And Minnesota downed Boston 3-2. Detroit over Chicago 5-4. Oakland shut out Cleveland 3-0. Toronto defeated Seattle 4-3. And Milwaukee defeated the Angels 3-1. In the National League, it was San Francisco over Pittsburgh 6-1. Philadelphia downed Atlanta 7-2. The Cubs defeated the Padres 4-3. Houston over the Mets 4-1. And Los Angeles defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 5-2. Cincinnati Reds pulled out the big guns last night, knocked off Montreal 8-3. Cincinnati, they had four home runs in that game, including a grand slam home run by Eric Davis. Louisville weather, sunshine today and again tomorrow with highs for both days about 91. It'll be clear tonight, low around 70. Right now it's clear, 68 degrees at True Country WKY.
How are you, Stan?
Not too bad.
The second day back from vacation. Excuse me. And trying to get rolling. It's kind of tough to get back. Retraining's hard.
Yeah, it's I compared it to riding a bicycle and you're going real fast. Your foot slips off the pedal.
Yeah.
And you keep trying to catch up, you know, and you just never do it.
That's what the Louisville Redbirds are doing. They get within a game of first place and then they kind of fall on their face.
Yeah.
They lost two in a row. But league-leading Nashville moves into Cardinal Stadium tonight, a 7:15 game out there.
Hopefully they'll have better luck this time.
Yeah, maybe they can make up some ground. Cincinnati got a win yesterday. They maintain their 7.5-game lead. And the Expos back in Riverfront tonight. You can hear all the action, 7:05. Right here on
it was a fan's delight last night.
Yeah, yeah. I think anytime the Reds win, and they're really playing with confidence now.
Yes, they are.
So, looking pretty daggone good. Well, we've got some interesting stuff to talk about a little bit later on this morning, Stan. Some do's and don'ts.
Uh-huh.
Some wills and won'ts.
All right.
All coming up at WKY.
Coffee black. Cigarette. We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. We were walking in walking in high cotton.
You're tuned to the heart and soul of traditional country music inside the True Country Cafe from AM Stereo 790 WKY.
Don't let me cross over love's cheating lie. Don't let me cross over love's cheating lie. Home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting wars against the rules and it didn't matter why. It's a love without end, amen.
AM Stereo 790 True Country WKY, getting the classics and the best of today too. George Strait and Love Without End, amen. 6:38 in the city. 22-7. Hi, I'm Frank Kenny. Clear skies today. It's going to be warm, too, a little bit muggy, and we're looking for a high in the low 90s. Right now, we're clearing 68 downtown.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lane, you bump into a behind. Despite the fact that you run quick, I've seen you many times.
And now you need doctor's touch in the good old summertime.
When summertime injuries arise, remember Immediate Care Center. Our physicians are on duty from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. to treat your family's bumps, cuts, stings, sprains, minor burns, and all other summer-related injuries. Most health insurance is accepted. So when minor injuries arise, visit the Immediate Care Center in your neighborhood. We'll have you enjoying the good old summertime in no time.
In the good old summertime.
Thanks for choosing True Country WKY with Kentuckiana's best country music mix. Let me get this. Good morning, WKY. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Frankie, baby. This is Dr. Jim from Macon, Georgia.
Yep.
How you doing, pal?
Pretty good, Doc. How's yourself?
Well, Franco.
Yeah.
Over the weekend,
uh-huh.
I got some real prideful news about a member of my family.
What's that, Doc?
Well, my cousin Dorton.
Did you say Dork?
Dorton.
Oh, Dorton. Dorton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he be from Hilly, Georgia, man.
Yeah.
Just down the road from Plains.
God.
You get it, man?
Yeah.
Hilly? Plains?
Yeah. God.
Well, Dorton, he be big, man.
Uh-huh.
About 7'3", weigh about 375 pounds.
He is big.
He always want to be a part of everything big.
Uh-huh.
So, about 2 months ago, he went up to the biggest state in the Union Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska.
And he went to the biggest Eskimo tribe in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And told them that he wanted to be a blood brother.
Blood brother.
They told him that before he could be a blood brother,
uh-huh,
he would have to pass the test of the brave.
Test of the brave.
Yeah. They told him the test consisted of three parts.
Uh-huh.
Number one. He would have to last a month on the frozen tundra with nothing but a pocket knife and his wits to get him through.
Ooh.
Number two. He had to take same pocket knife,
uh-huh,
and kill a 10-foot grizzly bear.
Ooh.
And number three,
uh-huh,
he had to make love to the biggest, ugliest, meanest Eskimo squall in the tribe. Well, he head out with the pocket knife into the wilderness, man.
Yeah.
And about a month later,
yeah,
he came back.
Uh-huh.
So he passed the first part of the test.
Passed the first one.
But he was a little confused and disoriented, man. Don't you see?
Well, I guess so.
So he set out after that big old grizz.
Uh-huh.
About a week later, he came back, and he looked terrible, Hoss.
Mm.
His hair was pulled out.
Yeah.
His clothes was ripped from his body.
Uh-huh.
He was cut and mangled, nearly half dead.
Mm.
He looked at the tribal council and said,
uh-huh,
that he had completed part two.
Yeah.
So where was that big, mean, ugly Eskimo squall he was supposed to kill?
You know I can't do more. It's the turn of the cards. It's the close of the door. Cry myself to sleep. Cry myself to sleep. Cry myself to sleep.
Just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship, they had the biggest guns.
We hit the deck a running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Stereo 793 Country WKY. Dolly with an acceptable alternative, I think. Touch Your Woman. Hi, this is Brian Kenny. 9 before 7. 651 on this Tuesday. A hot one. It's going to be two lower 90s with lots of sunshine and a little bit of humidity. Ditto for tomorrow. Stan Cook with weather details plus an information update is on the way. And then you stick around for the best country music on the radio from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Ann Murray's coming along. Bill Anderson, Sonny James in the next 30 minutes right here at WKY.
Walmart. Free air.
Wow. Walmart means more than just
free air.
Fresh Touch.
Walmart.
Visa.
MasterCard.
Discover.
Walmart.
High quality gasoline.
Low prices. Walmart. Convenience. Walmart.
Save now at Whale Food Marts on Coors. Coors Light and Coors Extra Gold. 6 packs of cans, just $2.99. Find Strohs and Stroh Light 12-packs priced at $3.99. 12-packs of Busch are sale priced at Whale Food Marts, just $3.69. And save on Old Milwaukee and Old Milwaukee Light 6-packs, $1.99. 12-packs, $3.69.
Whale Mart.
Stock up on Pepsi. 12-packs, now just $3.49. 2-liter bottles, $1.29. 16-ounce non-returnable bottles, just 59 cents. Whale Mart accepts Visa, MasterCard, and Discover Card.
Smile.
You can feel the difference.
Whale Mart.
Many automobile leases share a peculiar quality. They insist on treating the leaseholder like an owner. So they expect you to pay for maintenance and upkeep on a car you didn't buy. That means every time you need your oil changed, you pay. If you need your brake fluid checked, you pay. When your car needs a regular tune-up, you pay again. You could end up spending a lot of money servicing a car you don't even own. We always thought people leased cars to avoid the responsibilities of ownership, which is why our lease pays for all the tune-ups, all the routine oil changes, all the regularly scheduled maintenance. It covers normal wear items like brake pads and wiper blades and spark plugs. And it continues paying for 3 years or 50,000 miles. It's called the Audi 3-Year Test Drive. Finally, a lease that understands why you're leasing.
See your Audi dealer for details.
Reds baseball has always been a good entertainment value, but never more so than during Family Night at Riverfront. And our next Edie's Grand Ice Cream Family Night is coming up Friday, July 20th, when the Reds take on the Phillies at 7:35. When the head of the household pays full price for one ticket, the rest of the family will pay only half price. It's a great deal, but remember, discount tickets are available when purchased in advance of game day only. That's Edie's Grand Ice Cream Family Night, Friday, July 20th, the Reds and the Phillies.
Good morning. It's 66 degrees now. We're heading for a high of 91 this afternoon. I'm Stan Cook with a WKY information update at 6:54. It is difficult to describe the destruction caused by the earthquake that hit the Philippines. Needless to say, the figures speak for themselves. At last count, 193 people are dead and 600 injured. As many as 1,000 people are thought to be trapped in collapsed buildings. Action is expected today in the House on a conservative-backed constitutional amendment that would require balanced federal budgets. This comes a day after the White House admitted next year's fiscal budget is sliding more and more into the red to nearly $169 billion. Indiana Governor Evan Bayh says the Hoosier state has finished the fiscal year with $834 million in the bank, the highest surplus in the state history. Bayh and budget officials yesterday unveiled the figures for the year ending June 30th that show the state had a balance of $372 million in its general fund, $318 million in the rainy day fund, and $144 million in the tuition reserve fund. Democratic Senate candidate Harvey Sloan has unveiled his long-awaited national health care plan. It not unexpectedly has drawn criticism from his opponent, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell, who contended the plan had holes. Sloan says his program would require all businesses with 100 or more employees to furnish basic health insurance, provide complete pediatric care for all children, provide nursing home insurance and home care for disabled older citizens, and require health care providers to be better managed and more cost-efficient. McConnell shot back at Sloan's plan, saying it would extend health coverage to only 11% of the nation's workforce. Voters go to the polls today in Georgia to select gubernatorial candidates. On the Democratic side is former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young, who is trying to become the first black governor of Georgia. Recent polls indicate Young and another candidate may be headed for a runoff for the Democratic nomination. A worst-case scenario for firefighters is a blaze in a skyscraper. That's what happened last night. Fire broke out on the 51st floor of the Empire State Building. About 1,000 people were evacuated from the building, and at least 38 people were injured because of that fire. They don't know yet how it got started. Japan says it will suspend the use of controversial drift nets in the South Pacific fishing operations. The nets have drawn criticism because they indiscriminately kill marine life, not just the fish they're intended to catch. Coming up, sports and the forecast. It's 6:57.
Mom, we can't go in together.
Jeffrey, we're having lunch at Hardee's together.
Mary Beth Keegan's inside, Mom. So you gotta go in first. Or way behind me.
Jeff, get off the floor.
You'll probably get a salad, right? And you'll say, oh, Jeffrey, look at this fresh, crisp lettuce and these beautiful tomatoes.
Jeffrey.
Mom, listen. You don't even have to get out of the car. I'll bring you a salad. You got any money?
Choose one of Hardee's fresh salads. The chef salad with ham, turkey, and cheese, or the garden salad made with crisp lettuce and beautiful tomatoes, all made fresh every day. Hardee's, all kinds of good stuff.
Begin with one A. Uh-oh. Wish we had a dog.
You know, biscuits at Hardee's are easier.
Two cups of flour.
Oh, no. Hey, biscuits at Hardee's are made just like Mom's, from scratch.
Mom, Dad, let's go to Hardee's for breakfast.
We can go right out the front door. We don't even have to go through the kitchen.
For a limited time only, get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for only 99 cents at participating Hardee's. Hardee's, all kinds of good stuff.
In sports last night, Scranton shut out the Louisville Redbirds 3-0. In the American League, the Yankees win over Kansas City 3-2. Minnesota down Boston 3-2. It was Baltimore over Texas 7-6. Detroit wins over Chicago 5-4. The Oakland Athletics shut out Cleveland 3-0. Toronto down Seattle 4-3. And Milwaukee over California 3-1. Four home runs by the Reds gave them a win over Montreal last night, 8-3. San Francisco defeated the Pirates, 6-1. Philadelphia over the Braves, 7-2. The Cubs down the Padres, 4-3. The Astros over the Mets, 4-1. And Los Angeles defeated St. Louis, 5-2. Louisville, weather sunshine today and again tomorrow with highs both days about 91. Clear tonight, low around 70. Right now it's clear. 66 degrees at True Country WKY.
Stan and one of those homers up in Riverfront last night won William Bell of Louisville a brand new Chevrolet from the Cincinnati Chevrolet dealers.
Well, how about that?
It came in the sixth inning, what they call the payoff inning.
Yeah.
When Eric Davis hit his grand slam, he picked up that brand new car.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I wonder if he drove it back last night. Usually there's a hang-up. You know, you can't get it for 6 months or something. Hopefully he drove it back. Speaking of car makers, one of General Motors' big competitors, the Ford Motor Company, Stan, has to pay over $5 million to the inventor of the interval windshield wiper. Courts ruled they stole the idea. Now, Ford is going to make the payments on a intermittent basis, Stan. Now, they were going to appeal, but they figured the lawyers would just go back and forth. Back and forth.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
Back and forth.
Back and forth.
Back and
get out of here.
Every time I hear the midnight trains rolling out to the open plains, a sense of freedom fills my veins. I get the fever. I get the fever.
What time is it anyway?
7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Holy cow.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God, no.
I'm late. It's a very important date. No time to say hello to God. I'm late.
Relax. You're with the True Country Cafe on AM Stereo 790. True Country. WWKY Louisville.
We met on the highway. She flagged me down. But a modern-day romance has left me some old-fashioned pain. It's a modern-day romance, old-fashioned pain.
Texas plains make some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain. That's where we came from.
We were born and raised in black and white.
AM Stereo 790 True Country WKY. Born and raised in black and white, the Highwaymen.
Hard across the Texas plains make some people go insane, while others quietly pray for rain.
Will and Willie, Johnny and Chris, inside the True Country Cafe at AM Stereo 790 WKY. About 9 past 7 in the city. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny. Still to come, Flat and Scruggs. Also, some Sonny James is promised, and Tammy Wynette. The list goes on and on. Traditional country music that you come to love and expect inside the True Country Cafe. Right now, let's check in with Stan Cook for our first look at morning traffic.
65 southbound traffic approaching the Kennedy Bridge is starting to build just a little bit right now, and 65 northbound delays are starting to show around Fern Valley. On the Waterson westbound, you could expect some traffic to start to thicken up a little bit around Bardstown Road, and on Bardstown Road itself, there are delays developing around Goldsmith Lane. Dixie Highway traffic just about a block delay as you approach 264. That's a look at traffic on WKY.
Stan, what are we looking at today, about 91, 92?
Something like that,
A little bit of humidity, same thing for tomorrow, 66 on the
clear skies. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Listen, I think we were remiss yesterday, and we'll have to talk about this two or three times this morning, about 6 Mile Lane between Stony Brook Drive and on down the other way towards Breckenridge Lane. It is, they've got a sign up, and apparently they closed it yesterday to through traffic. So if you use, if you come off Breckenridge Lane and go down 6 Mile to get to Stony Brook and then over to Taylorsville Road and out to Hirschbourne Lane, that's going to be blocked off. So
I guess all those BMWs have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Apparently they're rerouting that railroad track over the overpass that they built there. So
sometimes it's tough, pal.
That's right. I mean, it's a jungle out there.
Nobody said it would be easy.
You know, it's summertime. time, Stan, when all the crummy southern summer reruns appear on television. They're hitting their airways now. There's a Northern Exposure about the Alaskan doctor. You've seen that one, I guess. Top Cops, a dramatization of real-life crimes, and Hollywood Dog. What a ripoff. Another Roger Rabbit thing.
Hollywood Dog?
Yeah. Here's some of the bad ones, Stan, that didn't make it on the summer replacements, so you know how bad they had to be. Show entitled, Where's My Lawyer? The funny trials and tribulations of a former president's son trying to pass the bar exam while he dates every woman in Hollywood at the same time. That should have been a real good one. Search My Closet.
Watch out now.
A docudrama where each week a different macho star comes on the air and denies he's gay. It's hosted by Richard Chamberlain.
Get out of my closet.
There's a happy child at home.
There's a happy child at home.
In my memory I can see.
In my memory I can see.
Standing out upon the hill.
Standing out upon the hill.
Need the shadow of the tree.
Need the shadow of the tree.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
Give my heart a thrill.
It would give my heart a thrill.
Just to simply wander by.
And I want to wander by.
Out of sight, I'm like a child all alone at night.
Go.
Legends That Last on Louisville's only True Country radio station, AM Stereo 790, True Country WKY 717. Good morning.
Just because I ask a friend about him. Just because I spoke his name somewhere. Just because I rang his number by mistake today.
Stereo 790, True Country, WKY, Tammy, my man. 722 in the city on this Tuesday, still in the fat part of the week. Good morning. I'm Frank Kenny. Feeling pretty good today. How you doing? I hope your day has started out to be a good one. If you've just rolled out, grab yourself a cup of coffee. And we've got Glenn Campbell coming up, the Hall of Fame for Mamas. And I think that's already in your heart, huh? The Statler Brothers a little bit later, Buck Owens, Jim Reeves, Ricky Skaggs. It goes on and on. Traditional country music that you've come to love and expect inside the True Country Cafe, where Stan Cook is by waiting for an information update to bring you an information update. And he'll take a look at the traffic and check the weather for you. And then, Hey Duck.
Walmart.
Free air.
Wow. Walmart means more than just
free air.
Fresh touch.
Walmart.
Visa.
MasterCard.
Discover.
Walmart.
High quality gasoline.
Low prices. Walmart. Walmart.
Save now at Whale Food Marts on Coors. Coors Light and Coors Extra Gold. Six packs of cans, just $2.99. Find Strohs and Stroh Light 12 packs priced at $3.99. 12 packs of Busch or sale price at Whale Food Mart, just $3.69. And save on Old Milwaukee and Old Milwaukee Light. Six packs, $1.99. 12 packs, $3.69.
Walmart.
Stock up on Coke products. 12 packs, $3.49. 2-liter bottles, $1.19. And 16-ounce non-returnable bottles, just 49 cents. Walmart accepts Visa, MasterCard, and Discover Card.
Smile.
You can feel the difference.
Walmart.
Good morning. It's 66 degrees, our high today, about 91. I'm Stan Cook with a WKY information update at 724. Reports from the Philippines say nearly 200 people were killed by the powerful earthquake and nearly 600 people are injured. Officials say as many as 1,000 people are thought to be trapped beneath the rubble of collapsed hotels and other buildings. In New York, officials say they want to know who was in the room where a fire started on the 51st floor of the Empire State Building last night. They also want to know if a speaker system that was supposed to alert occupants was working. Some of those who were evacuated from the building say they did not hear any warning. 38 people were injured, and the fire caused extensive damage to the Empire State Building. A constitutional amendment that would force the federal government to balance its budget is up for a vote in the House today. A trial that's questioning the power of rock lyrics resumes in Reno, Nevada today. The band Judas Priest and CBS Records are being sued by the parents of two young men who shot themselves in 1985. The family claims the band's album, Stained Glass, contains subliminal messages touting suicide, and they are seeking damages for their deaths. Coming back in a moment, we'll take a look at sports and traffic at 7:25.
This is Tom.
This is Ray.
And believe it or not, we are actually back again for Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Amazing, isn't it? And we'd like to make some head-to-head comparisons.
Yeah, let's say you have like $3.99 in your pocket.
Right, and you want to eat out.
What's that going to buy you?
Let's see, a bag of powdered donuts and a quart of milk at the convenience store.
Yum.
Some tater tots and a pot pie.
Double yum.
Fish almondine, microwavable.
Fish almohu? Look, instead of that stuff, you can come to Ponderosa Steakhouse and get the Kansas City strip steak and a baked potato.
Garlic toast and the all-you-can-eat grand buffet.
Right. Right. Unlimited fresh fruit, hot vegetables,
soup, salad, and pasta.
All for $3.99.
Now think about that. You get all this, plus waiters and waitresses, sit-down dining in a real relaxed, comfortable atmosphere.
With real forks, real plates, and real knives.
All for only $3.99.
So I guess what we're saying is, why eat powdered donuts?
Or pot pies.
When you can get a Kansas City strip steak, baked potato, and the all-you-can-eat grand buffet for $3.99.
Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Where people who like to eat, like to eat.
Offer good at participating restaurants.
In sports last night, Scranton defeated the Louisville Redbirds in American League play. It was the Yankees coming out of a five-game tailspin to defeat Kansas City. Baltimore over Texas. Minnesota down Boston. Detroit wins over Chicago. Oakland defeated Cleveland. Toronto knocked off Seattle. And Milwaukee wins over California. In the National League, the Reds, they bumped off Montreal last night. The Giants win over the Pirates. The Phillies down the Braves. The Cubs over the Padres. The Astros defeated the Mets. And the Dodgers over the Cardinals. Checking traffic this morning, things are starting to bunch up a little bit on 65 northbound at Fern Valley. Southbound 65, traffic is moderate and steady across the Kennedy Bridge. On the Waterston westbound, delays are expecting to develop before long right around Newburgh Road. It's starting to build in that area. On the eastbound side, moderate traffic. And on Bardstown Road, traffic a bit heavy right around Goldsmith Lane. Louisville weather, sunshine today and tomorrow with highs of 91, the low tonight about 70, right now clear, 66 degrees at True Country WKY.
And did we mention once again about 6 Mile Lane being closed? I think that's near Historic Drive is what that
is. What? 6 Mile Lane closed?
That's right. Rerouting the choo-choo track there.
Mm.
Stan, if you're in Los Angeles this week, you better duck.
You better duck.
L.A. is hosting the International Jugglers Convention. Now, members of the Professional Jugglers Tour of America, Stan, and Ed, that's a big thing on ESPN now, the Professional Jugglers Tour.
When you're not doing the volleyball thing.
Yeah, or the wet balloon, the water balloon throwing contest. Anyway, these members of the Professional Jugglers Tour are going to be the guest speakers at the convention this week, and they are the accounting staff of the Silverado Savings and Loan Association.